This Chazar Zeichen Shemachas Cheshvan Rabbi Yehuda Mesech Des Ksubas Daf Lamed Hey. Zaktamar Rav Dimi had said that Rabbi Yechonin holds that if someone does something b'shoigig for which he would have been chayiv misa if it was done b'mezid, and this action also caused him to be chayiv mamonis, he would have to pay. Rav asked, Chizkiyah taught that the Torah compares someone who kills an animal to someone who kills a person. And this teaches that just as someone is always chayiv to pay when he kills an animal, whether it was done b'shoigig or mezid, also someone who kills a person, whether it was done b'shoigig or mezid, he'll always be potter from paying money. Meaning, even if he won't be put to death, he'll still be potter from paying money. Says Shver and Rabbi Yechanan. So Ravin said, even Rabbi Yechanan agrees that one who did such an act would be potter from paying. The machloikis is where one did an act b'shoigig that would have made him chayiv to get malchus had it been done b'mezid, and the act also brought along a monetary obligation. In that case, Rabbi Yechanan says he would have been chayiv to pay. He would be chayiv to pay because the drasha with the comparison brought above only encompasses someone who does an act that carries a death penalty, not malchus. Whereas Reish Lakish says that he's not chayiv to pay because the Torah specifically included the chi of malchus to be just like the chi of misa. Now, by explain, we learned that Malchus is like Misa based on Gzeir Shov on the word Rasha. Rava said it's Gzeir Shov on the word Make. Rav Papa asked Rava, we don't find that the word Make is used in the Malchus obligation. As Rava said, it's not based on a word, rather based on the general concept of Hakko, of hitting. In fact, the act of hitting another does not bring Malchus, it brings a monetary obligation. Mar said there's an extra pasuk that's not needed to teach regarding a hitting that caused monetary damage. So what, there's an extra pasuk, what do we do with it? So must darshan it as applying to a hitting that caused less than a pruta worth of damage, in which case there would be a Malchus, a chi of Malchus. In fact, in this case, he's not even obligated for any payment. So how can he say that? How can that teach us that Malchus pushes away someone from having to pay and makes him potter? Mar said the case is where he also ripped someone else's, he ripped even the person's clothing as he hit him. So we would learn that he's not chayiv to pay for the clothing. Rav Chiya asked Rava, how does Chizkiyah know that the pasuk regarding killing an animal always results in the person being chayiv to pay money? Maybe the pasuk refers to when it's done on Shabbos, in which case it would depend on whether it was done b'shoigig or mezid. If it was done b'mezid, he'd be chayiv misa, so he would be potter from paying for the animal. Rav says the pasuk says, Make behema yishalmeno, make odom yumas. This is talking about a case where the person was warned because he's being put to death. If the pasuk is talking about killing an animal on Shabbos and he was warned, he wouldn't have to pay. It must be that the pasuk is not discussing where this took place on Shabbos, and therefore it's a good comparison from Makei Adam to Makei Behema. Rav Papa asked Abaye, according to Rab, who said that although Rav Meir holds that when one is chayiv misa, he does not pay a monetary obligation, when it comes to the penalty for stealing a sheep, he would pay, because that entire penalty, he said, is a novelty, and therefore it applies even when he's facing the death penalty. So according to that, who would Rab say our Mishnah follows? I can't follow Rav Meir, because the next Mishnah says that when one does not pay, when he gets the death penalty for violating his daughter, although that's a penalty as well. Can't follow Nechumi Nakano, who says, or Meir says that someone gets Malchus and pays, because in our Mishnah, he pays and doesn't get Malchus. I can't follow Rabbi Yitzchak, who says that a lav which carries a karis penalty does not carry the Malchus penalty, because Bia with a Mamzeres is clearly only subject to Malchus, and still the Mishnah says that he pays the money and doesn't get Malchus. Now, if Rabbi holds Rabbi Yochanan, he can say that the Mishnah is disgusting, where he wasn't warned, and therefore he won't get Malchus, and therefore he has to pay. But that can't work. That would be able to work for my Mishnah. But however, how can he explain the Mishnah according to Reish Lakish? Mar says, you're right, it has to be that he holds Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Masna asked Abaye, according to Reish Lakish, who says that one is potter from paying when he does an action that carries Malchus, even if it was done b'shoigig, so he'll not get the Malchus, who is the shita that argues around the Chumya and holds that one who does an act that carries Karis would still have to pay if it was done in a way in which he won't be chayiv for the Karis, meaning it was done b'shoigig? Mar said it could be Rav Meir, who says that one gets Malchus and still has to pay. Or it could even be Rabbi Yitzchak, who says that a chi of Karis does not carry a chi of Malchus.